You're listening live to Right Side Radio with Phil Williams. It's hard to go wrong when you're on the right side. Right Side Radio, solid, conservative, and just plain right.
Alabama's syndicated news talk leader, Right Side Radio. Phil Williams here live in the Right Side studios, man. We got the local, the state, the national covering down on all the issues. And like the dude just said, solid conservative and just plain right. Well, welcome to it. Welcome to a middle of the week day. That means it's the day that we play the soundtrack of soundtracks. Hit it, buddy.
Uh-oh. Guess what day it is? Guess what day it is? Mike. What day is it, Mike? Leslie, guess what today is?
It's hump day.
Woo-hoo! Yes, indeed, it is. It is hump day. Congratulations, you are halfway to the weekend, and glad of it for you. And Butters is on the board. Hey, buddy, how you doing? Are you staying warm?
I am. I'm staying warm, and I'm. Are we halfway to the week? This is another. We just came off the holidays, and Monday just got all haywire and wonky.
Even yesterday was weird.
Yeah.
We had like a few hours there. We weren't sure if we were going to be able to be live in studio because of inclement weather.
But, you know, like the Postal Service, neither rain nor sleet nor... Yeah, we made it in.
I'm not sure that's still the case, by the way. I'm a little concerned about the Postal Service finding packages laying out in the street. Just stuff. I'm mad.
Phil, that's a whole dipper in and of itself.
You know what? I might go postal. On a dipper sometimes.
Easy soon. Now.
Hey, hey, hey. Anyway, we got a great show laid on for you. A packed show. Like wow. So 3:30 p.m. Senator Tommy Tuberville coming in. We'll have Coach on at 3:30 talking to us about some issues going on in the Middle East right now because he is a member of Senate Armed Services. And then he also has a brand spanking new bill that deals with illegal immigrants and the VA. So, yeah, we'll talk about that. 3:30 p.m., U.S. Senator Tommy Tuberville. And then since it is Wednesday, you know the other thing we always do, 4 o'clock, Grand Council with my brethren Dale Jackson and Jeff Poor. We'll have them on at 4 o'clock. Three conservative guys on the air pinging each other with questions to see where we stand on the issues, and it's usually pretty lively. So, yeah, 4 o'clock, Grand Council with Dale Jackson and Jeff Poor. That's not even getting to the fact that I have a triple dipper, so hit it, man.
The Triple Dipper, three stories you've got to know.
That's right, the Triple Dipper, three stories, three themes, if you will, that you got to know as we run today's show. First out the gate, Bama Politicos. So we got some major races going on. There's three that I want to focus on for a bit and give you updates on where they are. Not all of them, by the way, are necessarily in your particular voting area, but they definitely impact your state. So we're going to talk about what's happening with Congressional District 1, Congressional District 2, and our Supreme Court Chief Justice race. It's getting lively in all three, and I got updates. So, yeah, number one, Bama Politicos. Number two, we're going to go international for a little bit. I'm calling this one Parting the Red Sea, Part 2. This stuff happening, by the way, is we use the word flashpoint on this show quite often. This is a flashpoint. But right now, it is bleeding over into other areas of the Middle East. It's a flashpoint on multiple levels at this point, and we have to keep our eyes on it. And, oh, by the way, how many of you heard that we lost two Navy SEALs? Did you? Isn't it amazing that our commander-in-chief hadn't said boo about it? We'll talk about it. Number two, Triple Dipper, Parting the Red Sea. And then number three, I didn't get to it yesterday, so I'm bringing it back today, assuming there's time because of all that we have going on. What are the issues? So as we look into 2024 and the election season that we're in, what are the major issues that people are saying, this is what we want to focus on? This is what the candidates need to know we care about. We're going to talk about, nationally speaking, what are people saying the issues are? And that's number three on the Triple Dipper. All right, let me jump into my comments here. And I'm just going to go ahead and be very blunt on some of this stuff today. Like, when am I not? But you know what I'm saying. And I'll tell you, too, just before I go any further, that the Southern Immediate Care is the sponsor of the Daily Right Side Way monologue. Southern Immediate Care, a chain of clinics that covers a huge swath of ground in places like Gadsden, Anniston, Atala, six locations around the Birmingham area. Southern Immediate Care, owned by a Right Side ruffian, by the way, open 7 days a week, and they are indeed the sponsor of the Right Side Way. So, yeah, being blunt, I am. And I'll just tell you this. There is something to be said for what the military calls a command presence. I mean, it's like a way that some folks carry themselves. And it's not ostentatious. We're not talking about that. It's like a mix of confidence, experience, poise, self-discipline. It's the way that some leaders actually look. I mean, like really look to others. And I'll be honest with you, command presence is contagious. Command presence is also pretty important. It's not everything, but it's something. And it is important, especially in hard times. And I'll just tell you right now, I watch some of the current leadership at both the state and federal levels, and I find myself wondering how they ever got to where they are. How does someone who smacks of timidity ever get to a position where they are in charge? And truthfully, the Biden administration is the epitome of what I'm talking about. Zero command presence at every turn. It appears to me that they are striving for mediocrity. I mean, watch their faces. I mean, literally their faces, their facial expressions, their tones, the way they carry themselves. Watch them. Do they inspire confidence? Really. Watch the actual facial expressions of Joe Biden, Antony Blinken, Alejandro Mayorkas, Lloyd Austin, and try to imagine them ever looking at folks and saying something inspiring. Would any of these folks I just named ever be able to rally a team at halftime or motivate troops for battle or push a group of investors to go for broke on a tough business proposition? You watch their faces and tell me if you see leadership. Biden can't find his way off stage. Blinken, he looks like a mortician who hates his job. Mayorkas, he looks like the kid with his lip stuck out who keeps trying to deny that he was the one that broke mom's favorite lamp. And Austin, I mean, the man was AWOL for 5 days and nobody even missed him. This is not good. This is not command presence. And the world sees it. I remember a friend of mine telling me one time that he had gone from being in a special operations line unit to being assigned to a far less active unit headquarters. Having spent many years himself as a special forces team leader, a company commander, a survival instructor, he now found himself stuck in the rear with the gear. Now, don't get me wrong, there's some amazing men and women who serve without being in the trenches themselves, but apparently the group that my friend was now assigned to, well, they did not fall into the amazing category, if you know what I mean. So my buddy told me that at one point he was sitting around the conference table looking at a group of guys he was now with who had no fire in their belly and he just couldn't help himself. In his words, he said, "Phil, I looked at this bunch and I asked him out loud, hey, isn't the military supposed to be an environment where you get promoted on your merit?" Needless to say, they did not holler at him to go to lunch later that day. But here's my point in telling that story. No one is inspired by tepid leadership. You name me a time when someone said, "Hey, I saw a movie the other day, and it was so inspiring. It was about a guy who never did anything hard. He couldn't make decisions, and he always got mediocre results. He was a hero." Never. Never once. So there was a movie that came out back in the 90s. It was one of my favorites. I've actually used it several times to teach leadership. The movie is called The Last Castle, and it stars Robert Redford and James Gandolfini. Redford is a 3-star general. He's a highly decorated warrior, a Medal of Honor winner, Silver Star, Purple Heart, someone who the troops aspire to be like, to serve under. Redford's character refuses to let anyone else in his command take the heat for a wartime decision that cost the lives of a number of his men, so he pled guilty to dereliction of duty, and he was sentenced to time in a military prison. The prison itself was called the Castle. And James Gandolfini, he played the colonel who served as the warden of the castle, treated it like his own little kingdom. Gandolfini's character in the movie was a wannabe. He was somebody who had always avoided hard duty, never been to a hard place, someone who took out his frustrations on others, and in this case, he took them out on Redford. Why? Because in the movie, Redford's character did what he'd always done. He was a leader. Even without his uniform, without his medals and badges, he was still a man who had command presence. Somebody who knew how to inspire others to do that which they might not otherwise have done on their own. He gave the men who were in the castle hope and purpose and inspiration, and Gandolfini's character could not abide by it. He wanted mediocrity. He wanted quiet days with everything in order, everything in its place. But folks, listen to me. Great things never happen if everything stays in order and always in its place. Sometimes a leader has to mix it up. Sometimes a leader, a real leader, has to get dirty hands and rough calluses. Lead by example. Give the men and women a plan to rally around. A plan that tells them why they exist and why they have purpose. And it takes somebody who has a command presence to accomplish that. You can have a great plan, But if you speak with a tiny voice and a downcast expression and an apologetic body language, your plan is going to fall short because nobody is going to be inspired to follow you. So we can point a lot of fingers looking back at the wake of the 2020 election. You know, Joe Biden, I don't personally believe he really truly won. He was the epitome of a tepid, tepid campaigner. Campaigned from his basement, and all he did was stoke fear. Even if he hadn't had the benefit of COVID being used to manipulate election laws, the fact is his campaign was built on "I'm not Trump." But even his own base is now disenchanted by his lack of command presence. But let's not forget Republicans in the wake of the mediocrity of the 2022 midterms. Are you inspired by Mitch McConnell as he blanks out at the microphone with his feeble voice locking up on him? And let me ask you this, why is Ronna McDaniel still in charge at the Republican National Committee after she presided over vast nothingness for the past several years? So yeah, we have our own lack of command presence on the Republican side, and we are now surveying the tepid results. But 2024 is upon us. We are in a downward cycle right now as a nation, and that must be recouped or this election could rank as one of the greatest political squanderings ever. An opportunity to seize the day, take the high ground, to offer a rebuke to the madness cannot be met with the greatest of lackluster outcomes. And right behind that, y'all, we have the Alabama elections just 2 years later. Are we going to settle again for another governor who just calls herself a high stepper and then disappears for weeks at a time? Or are we going to finally elect somebody who can inspire our state to not be outdone by our neighbors? The bottom line is this. It's beyond time for Republicans to remember the likes of Teddy Roosevelt, Newt Gingrich, Ronald Reagan, and others who galvanized a nation because they inspired us with their command presence and they offered a true plan for us to rally around. Or we can just sit back and sacrifice our meritocracy and continue to let mediocrity rule. And that's a wrap for the Right Side Way. Yeah, seriously speaking, I mean, command presence, it is a thing. You look at some of the greatest heroes, the greatest leaders, the people that inspired you. Doesn't matter whether they were short or tall, what color they were, anything. They had a presence, right? I guarantee you they had a presence in your life, or at least at their perceptions. That command presence means something. And right now, we are lacking it on the world stage. People do not see anything that inspires them to go, he means what he says. He says what he means. Nope. Need it. Right now, we're just striving for mediocrity. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Y'all stay tuned. We'll be right back.